we're moving up the fantasy football to Wednesday, since tomorrow we all have things to do. And we're not going to be talking fantasy, we're eating turkey. So let's bring in our man, Eric Carabell, on the Comcast Business Hotline for today's fantasy fix. Eric, how are we doing today?
We're all good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Let's get to the business. Nobody's talking about the Eagles. Nobody's talking about the Giants. is anybody talking about this game as far as the fantasy football thing goes?
I think they're talking about Giants wide receivers going up against that Eagles joke of a secondary. So, yeah, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is like a top one or two wide receiver this week. He should go nuts. Sterling Shepard should go nuts as well. Hard to rely on the Eagles wide receivers the way they've been playing. I mean, the only Eagle you have to play this week is Zach Ertz. But with the Giants, obviously Saquon and Odell should go nuts. Man, it's amazing how things have changed in the last couple of weeks with the Eagles, but I don't even know how they're going to win the game. They're going to give up so many yards to those wide receivers and Barkley.
Okay. What other games are we looking at? What other players are at a premium this week?
Well, obviously tomorrow with three games all in the NFC, the Saints can do whatever they want against the Falcons, so you want to have as many Saints as you can, including both running backs. You got backup quarterbacks in the first two games tomorrow. Trubisky's going to be out for the Bears, and that changes things a little. I think they're going to run the ball a little bit more, makes it more likely that Jordan Howard has a big game, and for Washington, obviously, with Colt McCoy, shouldn't change things that much. Alex Smith never threw the ball downfield, but I want to see if Washington tries to give Adrian Peterson maybe 25 carries in this game. We know Zeke is going to go nuts. After that, the Monday night game is interesting to me as well. Houston with all these receivers, you know, when receivers get traded in season, it doesn't go well. Golden Tate, Demaryius Thomas, Cooper on the on Dallas. These guys are not doing all that much.
All right. So let's get to the questions then. And we'll do this as quickly as we can here, because I know, you know, you're probably like headed to grocery stores and stuff for tomorrow, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Dan, who tweets in flex position, not a PPR league. Options are Cote, Kroll, Olsen, Scantling, or Eckler.
A lot of stuff. I mean, I like Kiki Cote. I mean, obviously, he looks like he's ahead of Demaryius Thomas. Tennessee got thrown on a lot last week by Andrew Luck, so I think Houston will be able to throw as well. I think Cote's fine.
Okay. Chris from Mount Laurel, should I start Mark Ingram or Philip Lindsay in a PPR league?
Both are very good. I have a tough time sitting Mark Ingram. I mean, you know what he's going to do in games that aren't all that close. The Saints offense scores almost every time it has the ball. I love Lindsay, okay? And I think he'll have a good game this week against Pittsburgh, but I don't know how you can sit Mark Ingram at the way he looked last week.
All right. Brendan emails in, who should I start my flex spot this week? Josh Adams, Kenyon Drake, Danny Amendola, or Julian Edelman?
It's going to be Edelman there. I mean, with Adams, you can't tell me how many touches he's going to get and when he's going to get pulled when he's doing well. It's ridiculous what's happening with the Eagles. But I think with Edelman, you know he's going to get plenty of targets, maybe not get into the end zone, but they're not playing the toughest opponent either. So to me, Edelman is a pretty safe borderline top 20 receiver.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question about Carson Wentz.
Yes.
If you have Carson Wentz as your starter, how do you feel about him right now?
You don't feel good. I mean, how could he only have that one touchdown last week, and he didn't even get it? I do think the Giants, obviously, a very different team. I think the Eagles should be able to score some points here, but this has been going on all season where they just can't get more than 24 points in a game. So, to me, Wentz has become like a borderline top 10 wide receiver. Not a guy you have to start every week, but a guy you think about starting. I've got him after Russell Wilson, after Phillip Rivers, right around where you have like Jameis Winston and Roethlisberger. Other question marks, guys you don't have to play every week. I don't know why. Wentz has been efficient, but he's just not getting into the end zone enough. So that's the problem.
All right, here's Mark tweeting in. I need a quarterback for Mahomes on a bye. So do I go Lamar Jackson, Winston, or Eli Manning?
You know what? I ranked Eli Manning well this week, and how can't you? But I still wouldn't go with him over Winston. I think, you see, the problem with Winston is he can get pulled at any time. The problem with Jackson is he just can't throw the ball. It's all run. So I think the safest option here is actually Winston. There might be a couple turnovers in there, but there could be with Eli as well.
Okay. We have some questions within the company here. Is this you, from you, Tyrone?
Me and others.
You and others.
Me
and all right. You have to start two out of Lindsay, Mack, or Duke Johnson.
I'd sit Duke there. It's still inconsistent with how they're using him. With Lindsey, he's doing everything. And same with Mac. I mean, they're catching passes. They're running, not really sharing with anybody. So those would be my first two choices.
All right. How about this quarterback situation? Nick Mullins or Matthew Stafford?
Nick Mullins. Off the street, and he's ahead of Matthew Stafford. But that's true. Mullins has played well. He's got some weapons there. And he's at Tampa Bay. The difference here is that Nick Mullins at Tampa Bay is a pretty good play. Stafford against the Bears, no way.
All right. Dan tweeted, this is a very interesting question because this is the type of knowledge I want to milk you for to also. Can Eric throw out a few names of waiver running backs that he can steal?
Well, the number one guy is obviously Gus Edwards of Baltimore. I mean, he came out of nowhere last week, had a nice game. We think he's still ahead of Alex Collins on the depth chart. He's the first option that I would look at. Remember, Detroit's also not going to have their rookie Kerryon Johnson. So Theo Riddick, he still catches passes in a PPR. That's worth something. LeGarrette Blount's probably available in that league. Josh Adams should be good for like 50 rushing yards. Mike Davis of Seattle is another one. Ito Smith, we've talked about on this show in the past. There's no shortage of guys. Nobody can really count on except, I think, Gus Edwards.
Okay. Jerome wants to also know, with Goff on a bye, should he start Mullins or McCoy and James White or Dalvin Cook at running back?
McCoy, James White. James White has to start every week.
Yeah.
I mean, James White's a top 10 running back in a PPR format. I think Dalvin Cook is overrated. I think LeSean McCoy is rated properly. They're both outside my top 20 right now.
Okay. Bob tweets in, Aaron Jones, Marlon Mack, Mixon, Cook. He needs two.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, Cook would be the first I'd say no to. I mean, he's not my top 20. The other three all are. Mixon would be the first one I play. Jones would be the second one I play.
All right. So I have to ask you, as an Eagle fan, your heart's probably out at this point. Does anybody catch your fancy in this game on Sunday?
I mean, I think Wentz and Ertz, you can make a good case for. I can't make a strong case for Josh Adams because they're still sharing everything. Both these defenses are dreadful now. Obviously, injuries have played a role. Look, every time I'm sad, I think to myself, look, they won the Super Bowl. And next year, when they're healthy, they have a good offseason, maybe they can do it again. But this year, 6-10, oh, what a disaster.
Yeah, I got you. All right, let's take one call, and we'll let you go. Mike in Willow Grove. Mike, you're on with Eric Harabell.
Hey, so I have three running backs. Two of them I have to start. So Cohen from the Bears, Philip Lindsay, and Tevin Coleman.
I mean, a lot of questions about Philip Lindsay. I think he's a pretty good play every week now. And I would go with Tevin Coleman over Tariq. I mean, Coleman over Cohen. I think Tevin Coleman, Atlanta. And look, New Orleans can be thrown and run on. For some reason, the Eagles didn't do it. Atlanta's going to score points tomorrow.
All right. I think that'll do it. Eric, good quick call. We called you from the pen, and you provided some good knowledge here on a day before Thanksgiving. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, there he is. Eric Harabell, a little fantasy football. Now, tap in. Just a little, you know, a little water from the well.